أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني رشدي، وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم أتمم علينا نعمك ظاهرة وباطنة، واسترنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك. اللهم ارزقنا نفحات رمضان وبركات رمضان وليلة القدر والعفو والمغفرة والرحمة والكرامة والسلامة. يا سلام يا سلام يا سلام، أعشنا بسلام، وأمتنا بسلام، وأدخلنا قبورنا بسلام، واحشرنا إليك يوم القيامة بسلام، وأدخلنا دار السلام يا سلام. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنك عفو حليم كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم جملنا بالصفات والقربات والنور والحكمة والبركة فيما نفعل وفيما نقول. اللهم بارك فينا وبارك علينا وبارك فيما أعطيتنا، واجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا، واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض. اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين، واجعلنا من الصادقين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين ومن جندك المنصورين. اللهم أعزنا بك وأعزنا بالإسلام، وأعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وعلي بحقيق كلمة الحق والدين، وردنا إلى دينك مردا جميلا يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. Today, session 15. Allah knows if it will be the last or the one before the last in this period of time. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. We are in the beginning of the first few days of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us among the sa'imeen. May Allah accept us among the qa'imeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us from al-mukhlasin, al-sadiqin, insha'Allah, ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brother and sister in Islam, my intention in this journey of the series is to emphasize major topic. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. And by the will of Allah, when I was talking about this topic, Ramadan arrive, meaning today we can, tomorrow we cannot. And in Ramadan, the masajid is full. By the end of the last 10 days of Ramadan, we will find 4 million approximately around the Kaaba, and another 2.5 million in Medina. And the majority of Muslims praying Taraweeh daily. But we have to examine ourselves. What is the purpose of Taraweeh? Did we get the message of Allah? Did we comprehend it? And today, my main goal is to take you to a very important area in Quran, which I believe Allah summarize and emphasize the message of Quran, which you might heard it from me before, But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tell us, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind people, the reminder benefit the believer. Today we have a chance, tomorrow we cannot. What is the ultimate chance we can have? To reflect upon the message of Allah. The message of Allah, called a Quran. Quran supposed to be the last revelation of mankind, or to mankind. Quran called Furqan, the criterion, the light, the guidance, the mercy, the wisdom, the cure of what you have in your chest. Imam Zarqashi, rahmatullahi alayhi, in one book called Ulum al-Quran, the knowledge of Quran, he emphasized 55 names of Quran. Quran has 55 names from Quran and Sunnah and different resources. But today was not for that. Because I cannot go through all this in one session. But today, actually, I want to summarize the whole session. And the whole, all the session. And if you remind yourself about one of the main core chapter of Quran, is Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha is the mother of the book. Ummul Kitab, Fatihatul Kitab. And when you study it, you cry about the amount of bounty of the surah and the amount of benefit of the surah if we comprehend it and we recite it right. And I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I bear witness to Allah. Surah Al-Fatiha containing the cure of all diseases. The opening from all the doors closed. The elevation from all the calamity. If you recite it right. If you recite it with your heart. Especially the main fundamental belief in the chapter. Is the verse, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. The one Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullah alayhi, he composed a whole encyclopedia book, three volume, only about one verse, to explain one verse. And this three volume actually is a summary of a book, used to be 5 to 7 volume, made by another scholar, and he summarized it. By this way, today, I want just take you to an essence of a journey, how to go to Salah and really want meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talk to Allah, listen to Allah, make dua to Allah, and leave Salah with bounty from Allah. Because today, one of the major things scare me, if I leave Salah and I become moody. If I leave Salah and I cause mischief. If I leave Salah and this meeting not reflect of my life. And between me and you for Sabilillah. In Ramadan, all my goal to achieve maybe one rak'ah accepted by Allah. I'm not looking for even 4 rak'ah. I'm not looking for 2 rak'ah. I'm hoping for 1 rak'ah to be accepted by Allah. And during this rak'ah, whatever I call Allah for, He will accept it from me. Because when Allah accepts, He accepts everything. And this was the lucky one who go to Salah, it was intention, oh Allah, accept my meeting with you. It's not easy. Our iman is weak. Our faith is weak. Our heart corrupted, full of dunya. Today, the talker is a lot. The doer is little. We say with our tongue what we do not have in our heart, which is actually the quality of the hypocrite, is not the quality of the believer. We talk. By this way, today, we talk Iman, but we do not have it. We talk Quran, but we do not have it. We talk the message, but we do not have it. But what we have? Dunya. Our heart, dunya. Our money toward dunya. Our thinking toward dunya. Our goal for dunya. Our thought for dunya. Our love for dunya. Our inspiration for dunya. Our hope for dunya. Our goal for dunya. Our time is spent for dunya. You see? By this way, everything we do for dunya, but we come to a session and we talk about it like mashallah. May Allah save me, I'm among you. I'm a criminal like you. I'm not an angel. It's only I'm trying. I'm trying even to achieve a moment of peace and tranquility between me and Allah to reach one rak'ah. By this way, I believe if you are a mu'min and you enter Ramadan and you do not gain one rak'ah, you are in big trouble. I'm not asking you for 20 rak'ah daily. One rak'ah. One rak'ah. Because today, million and million and million and million of people making 20 rak'ah daily, 28 rak'ah, 23 rak'ah, 13 rak'ah. But where is the rak'ah can reflect over our life? This is my niyyah today. And let's examine that from Quran. And by the way, one of the another verse in Surah Al-Fatiha, very scary. After إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, only you we worship. And only you we seek support from Him. We do not seek support from nobody except you, Ya Allah. And also you have a verse. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Maliki yawm al-deen. We announce it. He is Malik yawm al-deen, the owner and the king of the day of judgment. In the day of judgment, Allah tell you and tell me. You always tell me daily, I'm Malik yawm al-deen. I'm Malik yawm al-deen. What you did for this day? What you did for this day? You announce it, you believe it, what you did to it? What you did for it? If you believe I'm the owner of Malik Yawm al-Din, did you respect me? Did you respect my meeting? By this way, my call to me first, and to you, and to all mankind, ask yourself, is not about time to reflect and not make number, but make quality? And try to understand and comprehend what the purpose of Taraweeh is, to hear Quran and comprehend it, and maybe the messages you forget, you remember. This was the whole thing. And now I go to my beloved, one of my most beloved part of the Quran, the Surah Taha. Chapter Surah Taha is chapter 20. Verse 1 to 16. And Surah Taha, almost close to, maybe close to 8 years ago or 10 years ago, maybe more. I think more. Maybe 12 years ago. 12, 13 years ago. One day I recited and I discover in it a complete comprehensive message. From 1 to 16. Is a complete comprehensive message for a Muslim. But actually this was, a portion for it is a message from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a portion is a message has been Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to us a conversation between Allah and Musa alayhi salam. But when I read it, 13 or maybe more than that now, maybe 15 years ago, when I read it, the first time in my life with a heart, I was weeping like crazy. And I was thanking Allah. And I will tell you when I start weeping so hard. And what's the power about this message? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa illa tadhkiratan liman yakhsha tanzeelan mimman khalaqa al-arda wa samawati al-ula ar-Rahman ala al-arsh istawa lahu ma fi al-samawati wa ma fi al-ardi wa ma baynahuma wa ma tahta al-thara وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى إِذْ رَأَى نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى فلما آتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى صدق الله العظيم طه some scholar said is meaning يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم one of the name of محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى We did not reveal Quran toward you or to you to have hardship, to have agony. This is not the intention of Allah. We did not send you this Quran. We did not reveal this Quran to have hardship. But when I was reading this Quran and I am in a hardship and Allah tell me, I did not reveal Quran to give you hardship. How I feel? Can I have a feeling of hardship? No. And all of a sudden I start crying. إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى is only a reminder to whom who have fear and respect of Allah. Look at the message. Is only a reminder for those who have fear and respect of Allah. And right away, look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَنْزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَوَاتِ الْعُلَى Who revealed it? The one who created the heaven and earth and the seven sky. الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى The most merciful over his throne, his exist. And he's present in his own way. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى He own what in the earth, what it between, what underneath, what above. What it mean? Is me is not included? Now, if I believe I am a part of the ownership of Allah, meaning I'm abd, I'm a part of the kingdom of Allah, what is my problem? Allah, tell me you are a part of my kingdom. Because we have to learn how to read Quran. Because today I can read Quran and I have a problem. Or I'm worried about something. Or I'm scared of something. Or I desire something. But I forget. I am up to Allah. If He won't give me, He give me. If He won't deny me, He deny me. Finished. By the way, when I read this verse, He own what in the sky, what in earth, what in between, what is inside. What underneath even the dust. Meaning all the worm, all the insect underneath is still belong to Allah. And after that, listen to the message. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. And if what you say is loud, Allah knows what you say loud and what is hidden. If I'm a Muslim, I'm reading this, what happened to me now? Can I make a show? Can I give you a faith does not exist? Can I give you a belief does not exist? Allah, tell me. And if what you say, I know. And I know what is hidden deep inside your heart. This is why they said, one of the ultimate politeness to have honesty with Allah. And one of the ultimate disgrace of abd to be a liar between him and Allah. Because he cannot do it. You cannot lie to Allah. You cannot. And this is why when the early people used to see somebody lying, they said, you're not ashamed of yourself from us. If you cannot even shame from us, how about Allah? Iman is power. Making mistake is not a big deal. To people disgrace you and tell you are such and such, not a big deal. But be honest. Be real. Because Allah will love you. Even if you're weak and dirty, don't worry about it. Say the truth the way it is. Don't try to create the truth. To gain the sincerity and honesty between you and Allah. Look at right away after that. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa wa lahu al-asma'ul husna. Lahu al-asma'ul husna. Allah is the only one. No one except Him. Look at the message. This is not a small message. وَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. And He own all the beautiful name and quality and attribute. What it meaning? Whatever you need, come to me. Come to me. Now imagine this message like that, and all of a sudden Allah changes the scenario. وَهَلْ أَتَحْكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. Did you not hear about what happened to Musa? Look how Allah changed the tone. But Allah did not change it just like that. Is a wisdom behind it. You would see it now. Did you not hear what happened to Musa? Did you not hear the story about Musa? What about it, Ya Allah? He summarized it. إِذْ رَأَى نَارًا. He saw a fire. And he said to his family, let me go. Look what's going on about the fire. Because at night, dark, cold. He said, maybe I find a piece of fire to use it for you to warm up. Or I use it for a light to guide me in the darkness. And when he came closer to this light was a bush of light made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the time has been written to Musa alayhi salam meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah talked to him. And at this moment, when he came to this near the fire, Allah called him. فَلَمَّا آتَاهَا نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَى. when he approached it and come closer, what he said? Nudiya. Allah called him. Inni ana rabbuka. I'm your Lord. Fakhla'ana alayka innaka bilwadi al-muqaddas tuwa. Take your na'al out. Take your slipper out. You're in a so blessing place. It's the valley of Tuwa in Sinai Desert. Basically, the first is a manner of the meeting. You see, Allah teach us manner. Take the manner away, it become a mess. Nothing better in this dunya to decorate yourself or akhirah better than good akhlaq and good manner. Without it, you're not going anywhere. This is a real decoration, manner. Now when you hear me, what you should do, make dua. Oh Allah, decorate me with a beautiful manner you love, Ya Allah. Say Ameen. Now listen to this now. This is a verse that make me cry almost 15-17 years ago. Verse 13. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. I choose you. Listen to me and what I'm going to reveal to you. But this verse for Musa. I'm sitting now reading Quran. And Allah said, وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. I choose you. Hear what I'm going to reveal to you. If I'm holding Quran in my hand, I'm choosing or not? And I'm reading the revelation of Allah, I'm choosing or not? Meaning this command is for me too. Meaning Allah talking to me. He tell me, I choose you. Listen to me carefully now. How I feel. How I feel if Allah tell me, I choose you. I can be in a nightclub. I can be dancing somewhere. I can be full of dunya. And just sit and listen to Quran and read Quran. And Allah give me a little bit of iman and listen to His word. This is a gift. This is a choosing. When Allah chose Musa, alayhi salam, did not give him a palace, did not give him Lamborghini, did not give him Maserati. No, he tell him, listen, Ya Musa, I choose you. And look to the message of Allah after the choosing immediately. Listen, Ya Musa. Listen to what I'm going to reveal to you. And in Arabic, when somebody respected you, tell you, listen, what it meaning? Listen what? What's the word for it? Attentively, you have to really be careful, looking, listening, respecting. You cannot be wanderer all over. How I can read these verses and my mind all over? How? My Lord tell me, I am your Lord, listen to me. Innani ana Allah. When I used to this verse, I used to scream and cry. Innani ana Allah. La ilaha illa ana fa'budni. Me, I'm the only one, Allah. No one except me, worship me. Look at the message. Worship me. And establish salah to remember me. You see, establish salah to remember me is not hasanat. Hasanat we get. But establish salah is not for hasanat. Establish salah to remember me. To glory me. To praise me. To elevate my name. To show me how much abd you are. And look after that, silent. After the silent, what Allah said? Inna as-sa'ata atiyatun. The day of judgment is coming near. Akadu ukhfiha. I'm almost hiding it. I'm hiding the time of the day of judgment. لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. To I reward and give to every soul what is running after. Look what Allah's word is very precise. He said to give every soul what running after. You're running for status, you get it. You're running for money, you get it. And you're running for Allah, you get it. Listen now to the message of Allah. فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَطَرْنَا. Don't let anybody deviate you. Don't allow anybody to deviate you from the message. And you follow those who do not believe in a day of judgment. And otherwise you go astray. You destroy yourself. فَتَرْدَ. And in another recitation, فَتَرَدَّ, meaning you fall down. One fall down, one sliding, one you are being in the bottom of hellfire. Message finished. After that, Allah will start asking him, oh yeah, Musa, what do you have in your hand? Message is finished. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarized the meeting. I'm grabbing only the meeting, the important message. This is the message of Allah to us. This is the message of Quran. And you can read after that. What Allah did after that to Musa? Very simple. He gave us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the scenario after that immediately. Allah introduced himself. Musa do not know who's Allah. What Allah did? He said, ya Musa, what do you have in your hand? He said, this is a stick of wood. He said, what do you do with it? And Allah, no. He wants to show him the power of Allah. Until you put your hand inside. Get it out. It's cure from all diseases. What it mean? Allah won't give him the first message. Iman and yaqeen of the power of Allah. I am the door. It's not the staff. It's not the cane. It's not the disease. It's me. By the way, the first stage what? Iman and yaqeen. Allah is the door. And after that, he tell him, go, give message to Musa, to Pharaoh in Egypt. We're not here for that. You can read it and learn. Now, the another chapter, it changed my life again, but this almost 20 years ago. 20 years ago. It's verse 161 to 165. 161, 165, Surah Al-An'am, which is actually the end of Surah Al-An'am. And believe me, these verses again, I used to weep like crazy, thanking Allah, shukr to Allah, because the message is unbelievable. This I call it again, a comprehensive message of the Quran to us. If you read it containing everything, what it say? Verse 161 to 165. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم دينا قيما. قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيما دينا قيما ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي ومماتي لله. لله رب العالمين. لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. قل أغير الله أبغي ربا وهو رب كل شيء قل أغير الله أبغي ربا وهو رب كل شيء وما قل أغير الله أبغي ربا وهو رب كل شيء ولا تكسب كل نفس إلا عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون وهو الذي جعلكم خلائف الأرض ورفع بعضكم فوق بعض درجات ليبلوكم فيما آتاكم إن ربك سريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. When I was young, I used to recite all these verses continuous with two breaths, but now I do not have it. But I used to recite it for another reason. I love Allah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Ya Muhammad, say, Innani hadani Rabbi. Say, my Lord is guiding me to the truth path, the deen, the way of life, qiyaman, strong, steadfast, straight, millata Ibrahim Hanif. The way our father and the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ And he was not among the people who associated with Allah. The first quality. قُلْ سَيَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي My prayer وَنُسُكِي And all my nusuk which is my faith and my way of life وَمَحْيَايَ And my life. وَمَمَاتِ And my death. لِلَّهِ All belong to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. Tell the rich people today, how much you give to Allah and how much you give yourself. You know, it's almost like Allah, we cannot give you. We cannot give you Allah. Would not need anything from you. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Like I hear it from many rich people always say, enough is enough. What do you want me to do? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. If you know what will happen to them when they die, with all the million and million and million and billion and all palaces and business, they will wish they die and they do not take to the grave one penny, but will be too late. But Allah veiled the heart of whom He wants. Stinginess. The person is not stingy over other, stingy over himself. May Allah save us from stingy. By this way, say Ya Muhammad, my life, my body, my soul, my worship, everything I do is belong to Allah. The Lord of all alameen, the jinn and ins. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِي رَبًّا Say Muhammad, can sallallahu alayhi wasallam, can I take any Lord except Allah? وَهُوَ رَبُّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ And He's the Lord of everything. And all of a sudden, what the advice? وَلَا تَزِرْ وَازِرَةً وِزْرَ أُخْرَى Don't commit sins followed by sins. You commit sins, don't follow it by sins. Try to correct. ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ مَرْجَعْكُمْ And after that, you will go back to your Lord. You will go back to your Lord. فَيُنَبِّئْكُمْ He will let you know. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ With all the different and mischief he used to do. وهو الذي جعلكم خلائف الأرض. He make you the Khalifa of the earth. He make you the inheritance, the inheritor of the earth. For what? ورفع بعضكم فوق بعض درجات. He elevates some above some. He elevates some above some. In money, in status, in beauty, in whatever. For what? ليبلوكم. To trial you. To give you ابتلاء. To give you امتحان. فيما آتاكم. He will give you a trial of what he give you. What are you going to do with it? Believe me, I thank Allah who am I. And I do not wish to be an Amir or rich or super duper whatever or multimillionaire or multibillionaire. What are you going to say to Allah? What are you going to say to Allah about all the money you accumulate? What are you going to say to Allah how much time you spend daily accumulating money? How much time you spend calculating money? How much time you worry about spending the money? How much time you spend thinking about making new money? Oh Allah, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِيمَا آتَاكُمْ ابْتِلَاءَ. What it meaning? Severe trial. Not too many people will pass. Not too many people will pass. If you study it. And look after that right away. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ سَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ. Your Lord, He have a very fast, swift teacher. Look at the message. What it meaning? Warning. If I read this as a moment, warning. وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Forgiving and merciful to those who try to correct. سَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ to whom do not get the message. Now, imagine I go to Taraweeh. I recite Quran or I hear Quran all the month. According to us today, we get the blessing. And after Ramadan, I do not grab any meaning of the Quran. Is this blessing? You call this blessing? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. This when Allah curse you, He block your ear. He will not allow you to comprehend what you're hearing. He do not allow your heart to move. Now you become like an animal. You live salah like an animal. You do not comprehend anything. Now we go to Surah Al-Qasas, chapter Al-Qasas, the stories. And what's the chapter Al-Qasas all about? Huh? Pharaoh, Qarun, Haman. The three big shot. The ones who will be in the bottom of hellfire. And there's many ahadith about them. Whoever accumulate money will be with whom? With Qarun. People who accumulate money, they will be with Qarun in Jahannam. And Allah will burn their body with their own money. Meaning the more money you have, this is your fire will be over your body. This not me. This Allah said, go study Quran if you believe in Quran. And go tell Allah, enough is enough. I spent today enough. I spent this year is enough. If you are a mu'min, you spend what is good for Islam. What is good for to elevate the name of Allah. Spending for Allah will be beloved to you above all the money you accumulate. Because today you can, tomorrow you cannot. I saw it in my life. If you hear me and you have money, be careful. Because one day Allah will curse you. You try to spend, you cannot spend. You try to call Him to make dua for Him, He will not accept your dua. And you ask why, but you cannot spend. You spend money in doctor, no problem. In lawyer, no problem. In nonsense, no problem. You spend the same amount of money for Sabillah, you cannot do it. You cannot do it. What it mean? Allah sometimes, Allah value you cannot spend. He will not let you spend. Imagine if Allah curses you to the point, He will not make you spend and He will not accept your money. This ultimate curse. And now, verse 83, 84, 88. I have a message for you. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ This is the hereafter. نَجْعَلَهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يَرِدُونَ عَلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ We make the hereafter for those who do not want any elevation in earth. وَلَا فَسَادًا النوم الشف وَالْعَاقِبَةُ الْمُتَّقِينَ And the real infinity and goodness for muttaqeen, the people who have taqwa. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ Whoever comes with good deed, I will give him much better than what he gave me. And whoever comes with a bad deed, I will only trial him according to his bad deed. And I will tell him, I will tell the people what they used to do. And Allah ends up the chapter of Surah Al-Qasas, وَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرًا Don't call anyone with or beside Allah. لا إله إلا هو ولا تدعو مع الله إلها آخر لا إله إلا هو كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه Everything will be destroyed except his beautiful face. له الحكم He has the judgment. وإليه ترجعون And toward him you go back. Look at the message. Surah Al-Ankabut, the spider, which is chapter 29, verse 1-3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ Is people think they will get iman without a trial, without fitna? And again, fitna by Arabic coming from word or verb fatana. And a fatana meaning what? When the people used to purify the gold, they get all the whole thing, burn it. When you burn the whole thing, the garbage go in the side, and the gold become melted and show up. What it mean? If you ask me what meaning fatana or fitna, the purification. To show who are you. The 15, for Allah to check who's real, who's fake. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do you think you will say I'm a mu'min and you will not get a trial? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ And all the people before you, we give them fitna. Why, Ya Allah? فَلْيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلْيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهَ الْكَاذِبِينَ To Allah know who is a liar and who is honest. Look at the language, it's not my language, it's Allah. But it's when I hear this, what I do? I have to check myself. I have to see, where am I? Don't blame any wind. Don't blame a storm. Don't blame a trial. Don't blame environment. Don't blame nobody. Every situation is unique for your purification. You belong to Allah, Allah will guide you and you will do what Allah love. You do what Allah love, you pass. And I promise you, you pass, you be elevated in the eye of Allah, number one. You will be decorated with different quality. And Allah purify you for what? So for something high. Either this life or hereafter or both. Can you be elevated without cleaning? No way. Imagine you go to the jewelry store and you get a piece of jewelry full of garbage. Excuse me. They tell you pure gold. And the more pure, the more expensive. Similar. The more pure mu'min, the more you up. And the more Allah can open for you. And by the way, Do you know what highest opening? like Abu Bakr Siddiq. When his salah, he's in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His meeting is accepted to the point he's shy to speak loud because he is in the presence of Allah. What it meaning? They said, what's the problem of understanding Quran? What's the problem of the salah? The problem is not the salah. It's not the Quran. Do you know what's the problem? Certain sins create a certain nectar. It make a dot, black dot in your heart. If you get too many black dots, it veil you. Once you have veil, you cannot see. You cannot comprehend. You cannot hear. You cannot meet. And this is what I tell you. When I go to Ramadan, I go with the intention to cleanse. 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 Maybe the veil will be lifted and I get one moment. Because we're so sick. We're dirty. We have too many veils. We have to do a lot of effort to take the veil out. A lot of sacrifice. And when we do that, what will happen? Allah open. If I value this, Allah will open. Open what? Open the veil. And He look at me. Open the veil. He give me a light. Open the veil. He give me wisdom. Open. Ya Allah. Are we a Muslim? You do not want Allah to open the veil between you and Him? You do not want to have a meeting when you can see light between you and Allah inspire you and give you and fulfill your wishes? Now, a glad tithing. Verse 69, which is the end of the chapter. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا. And those who struggle for me and for my way, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. I will guide them to my way. You make a struggle, you make an effort, Allah tell you, come, I will guide you. A promise. You struggle for me, I will guide you. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah with the generous one. And actually Muhsin is not the generous. It's the generous of the generous. Look at here. Because Allah ma'a al-muhsineen. Allah with the generous people. With the kind people. With the compassionate people. With. Imagine in here in Arabic, when you people who read this really right, they cry. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah with. Imagine if I tell you I'm coming near you. If you believe I'm somebody, you feel so happy. What about now if Allah coming with you? Allah be with you. When Allah tell you, I will be with you. What else you want? If Allah be with you, what else you want? Now Surah Rum, chapter Roman, which is chapter 30, okay, verse 41. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر. Mischief is spreading in the sea and the land. بما كسبت أيدي الناس. With what mankind has been doing by his own hand. ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا. To Allah make you test some of what you done. Why Allah? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجَعُونَ. Maybe they come back. Meaning mischief, zulm, oppression, aggression, rich and poor, da-da-da, all this, stinginess, killing, this, crime, diseases, all this is a trial from Allah. Maybe we come back. By the way, what is the wisdom? What is the purpose? To come back. By the way, if I'm a human being, individual, collective, husband, wife, kids, no, whatever, singular, what is my problem? Go to Allah. All the trial for you to go to Allah and cleanse you. That's it. You go to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, till you come. I take care about you, don't worry about it. Now Surah Al-Hashr, with chapter 59, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he considered in Surah al-Hash, Surah al-Hash, verse 18 to 24. 18 to 24. It has a lot of rewarding. Whoever recited in the morning, or whoever recited in the evening, he has 70 to 700,000 angel protecting him until the following day. But he recited exactly like that. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And he recited these verses from actually اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد لو أنزلنا. Verse 21. From 21 to 24. He recited 21 to 24. At evening after Maghrib, you'll be protected from shayateen until morning. You recite it after Fajr, you'll be protected and you are in a company of angels to protect you until evening. Tell me if I'm a mu'min and I know that. Do I do not need it? I would be dumb. The dumb of the dumb. You recite it with A'udhu Billahi Sami Al-Alim Min Ash-Shaytan Ar-Rajim Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. In one riwayah, three times, in one riwayah, four times, continuous, non-stop. It has a lot of rewarding and complete protection. And this you can find it in Hadith Sahih in Tirmizi, Imam al-Tirmizi, in the rewarding of the last three ayah of Surah Al-Hashr. But it's not to write it down. No. To implement it daily. What happens if you're not protected daily? You become like a ball in the hand of shayateen. But so you need zikr daily. You need protection daily. You need vitamin daily. You need rewarding daily. How you can do that? The easy way. The easy way. Use Quran. Surah Al-Fatiha. Ayat Al-Kursi. The last four chapter of Surah Al-Kahf. Why? Because the last four chapter or five chapter of Surah Al-Kahf, what you do? Whoever recite them at night, he will get a pillar of light to the throne of Allah. And whoever say it in the morning, he has a pillar of light until the night. Are we crazy? Imagine you have a pillar of light between you and Allah all day, and all the angels looking at you. And you have all this protection. And many another dua like that. This why, if you're really a mu'min, what is number one? Clean up. After clean up, protect yourself. After protect yourself, have a big surrounding yourself with a gate. What is the gate? The gate of good deed. The gate of zikrullah. The gate of iman. The gate of belonging. And this need unbelievable constant reminder. Can you forget? You're finished. You're finished. Can you go one day without protection? You're finished. Can you go a day without a lot of zikr? You're finished. Remember me. You're finished. Your shayateen and helicopter finish you in no time. In no time. In no time. Especially we are in this environment. When we're committing sin every single moment. And Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah said, in these verses is one verse. This verse he called it the most dangerous verse in Quran. The most dangerous verse in Quran. What is that? Number 19. Number 19, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah and many Imam considered the most dangerous verse in Quran to mankind, if they cannot comprehend it. And honest to Allah, some of you know me. And they heard it. And flush it. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Imagine if you flush the most dangerous verse in Quran. Where are you going? Can you forget this verse? When one scholar, he wrote books about this one verse. And he tell you, this is the most dangerous verse in Quran. It's straightforward. And when you hear it, you will know. And imagine I do not give it, astaghfirullah al-azim, I do not no respect to Allah or the scholar or the word of Allah. What will happen? What happened? Exactly what Allah will do in this verse, which is the ultimate disgrace to one human being. Look at the verse.
وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
Don't be among the people, forget Allah. Allah make them forget themselves. And those are the fasiq, the very high level sinner. Very, very bad sinner. Fasiq. Now you have to remember him. Remember, the first part of the verse is a warning. The second part is a promise. Is this not scary? Allah warning you. You forget me, I make you forget yourself. Tell me now, after all this, you tell me helicopter? You think about anybody? If Allah make you forget yourself, what else? I will give you one sentence. Just one sentence. The summary of all the tafsir of this verse. The summary of all the tafsir, all the uncomprehending of this verse. You forget Allah, and to remember Allah, Allah make you forget your own goodness. What it meaning? You do not think about Allah. You do not talk to Allah. You do not remember Allah. Allah veil you. Allah block you. And this is why you find it also in another verse in Quran.
وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرَ الرَّحْمَنِ.
Whoever just blink of an eye, forget the dhikr of Rahman.
نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا.
We will prepare and give him a companion shaitan. قَيِّد. تَقِيِّد in here in Arabic meaning you tie it. Meaning Allah bring shaitan and tie it to your hand. This Allah. Imagine Allah tie shaitan to your hand. What else he want? Who can take this tie away? Allah. Who can make the shaitan go away? Allah. What it mean? You have to make tawbah, istighfar, do good deed, and start quick. Remember Allah the maximum you can. Why? If you do not do that, you finished. You finished. Two things in Quran, so scary. Remember Allah in abundance, you have to, and spending. If you remember Allah and you're spending, don't worry about nothing. And if you do not remember Allah enough and you do not spend enough, you are in big trouble. Take it from me. Can it be one? No. They have to be both. And not only lunatic remember Allah, astaghfirullah al-azim. No. Remember Allah with the tongue. Remember Allah with the heart. Remember Allah with the brain, with the thinking. Meaning you're living it. You're living the meaning to the point you completely is gone. I'm not going through it because I do not have too much time. But please read all these verses. I'm going to, inshallah, if still Allah give me a life, I'm going to make it an article. And after that, Allah mentioned his names. He mentioned his name. And he talk about Quran in here. If Quran revealed over a mountain, mountain would be crashed. Diminish. Quran is heavy. Please, people, don't disgrace yourself. Don't worry about the number. Worry about quality. Gain from Quran. Live Quran. Quran is constitution. It's not a blessing. You know, I'm gaining some blessing 27, and after the 27 I go back like I never heard Quran. No, astaghfirullah al-azim. The real blessing of Quran to leave Ramadan, and even you have one verse in your heart. One verse. One verse constitution your heart. And this verse end up with something so beautiful. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ All the things in earth and sky do tasbih. Everything do zikr. Everything present Allah. Everything in earth and sky. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ The owner of dignity is the dignified one. And وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ The most wise. Now, because we're coming close to the day of Laylat al-Qadr, you will hear this talk in detail in one of the session of the five session of Ramadan about Qadr, the destiny. And I'm just going to give the glimpse, which is a few verses from Surah al-Layl, the night, verse 4 to verse 10. إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى Imagine, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى All what you're walking toward, all your effort is completely stray, is lost, is wasted. Who's talking to me? Allah. And after that, Allah warning me. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى Whoever give and be generous and have taqwa. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى And believe in the promise of Allah, meaning Jannah. فَسَنِيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَ We will lead him to the door of Jannah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى And those who stingy and deny and do not want it. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى And do not believe in Jannah. فَسَنِيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَ We will open for him the door of Jahannam. I'm not here to give you all the detail. Go and study this verse in one of the five sessions about Ramadan. I have it in many places about Qadr and Taqdeer. I forget one. I forget a beautiful one. I miss one verse, which is very beautiful. How it happened, I'm not sure. I will add it later on from Surah Al-Ahzab. It's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Uzkuru Allah dhikran kathira. Oh, you believe. Remember Allah in abundance. Wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. And do tasbih day and night. هو الذي يصلي عليكم الله he makes salah over you ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور to take you out from darkness to light وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما and he who is a believer is merciful تحيتهم فيها سلام يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما تحيتهم فيها سلام and he will lead you to Jannah Subhanallah, lately, sometime, I get emotion and I forget. This verse is also I love so much. When Allah talk about himself, and what is my message again in these verses in Surah Al-Ahzab, is remember of Allah. Allah wants us to remember Him. Praise Him. He's the one who's so merciful. And also when we read Surah Al-A'la, because I do not have time now, I'm going to elaborate about it inshaAllah in the article, if I'm still alive. Surah Al-A'la, سَبِّحِ اسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Praise your Lord, the Most High, the Most Exalted. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. The one who create, and He make it straight, right, and He prepared perfectly. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. And the one who did everything taqdeer and give it on guidance. You see, everybody, every Muslim almost knows this chapter. But read the end. Read the end, how it ends up. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Whoever purify his soul and he give it tazkiyah, he's a successful one. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. The one who remember his Lord and makes salah. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. But you're choosing dunya. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And a hereafter is bitter and for infinity. إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى. This message is exactly exist in all tablets and early revelation. صحف إبراهيم وموسى. In the صحف, in the word and revelation with Musa and Ibrahim عليه السلام. Beautiful warning and beautiful message. Again, remember Allah, get away from dunya, remember akhirah. And I have for you Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Again, think about it. Surah Al-Nas, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاس. مَلِكِ النَّاس. My main intention in here, try to recite with your heart. Try to recite and understand it. Is me among the jinn or ins? Is me among the good people or shayateen? Who am I? Because today is Ramadan. What I'm doing? What is my legacy? What I'm spreading. Surah Al-Shu'ara. When Ibrahim alayhi salam make dua, and after the dua, Allah emphasized it in verse 88-89. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. In a day, no one will benefit him, his money, or his wealth, or his kids, except those who coming with a pure heart. We say this before, but I want to emphasize it because this is a message. It's really, how I can be a mu'min and go to Ramadan and do not try to achieve qalbun salim? Do you have another chance? I was talking to one brother yesterday, and this brother has a problem. He has a stomach problem. He goes to the hospital. The doctor in the hospital was very intelligent. He's from Middle East somewhere. He said, did you been in Europe? He said, yes. He said, did you do bad deed and bad sins? He said, yes. He said, okay, you have to have an HIV checkup because this sign of an HIV problem. He said, how? He said, HIV can show up after 10 years to 20 years. And he's married and he has 4 kids. Meaning now, if you have an HIV, now his wife and kids have HIV. And all the kids most likely in the family. Because this family especially is farmer. They love to kiss the kids in the lips. And full of saliva. Allah knows what will happen. Do we know who's next? Do we know what we'll get? Do we have another chance? Do we have another chance of Qalbun Salim? Think. My main goal is to think and reflect and respect your faith, respect the word of Allah, respect your salah, and don't try to make number. Try to make salah, meeting with Allah. Try to gain one rak'ah, two rak'ah, you're lucky. Try to make an effort because you need it. One of these rak'ahs, if Allah accept you, done. If Allah accept you, you're done. If Allah accept you, you're done. And your wishes will be accepted. Your supplicate will be accepted. Your prayer will be accepted. Your bad quality will be switched to a good quality. Your weakness be strength. Tell me what else you want. Tell me what else you want. Tell me what else you want. The happiness of this life and hereafter. Do tasbih and make dua. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Quran full of messages, beautiful messages, beautiful wisdom, beautiful advice, beautiful story, beautiful command, beautiful do and don't. Whoever accumulates the maximum from Quran and live the constitution, the more he get closer to Allah. Beg Allah to take the veil from our heart, the veil from our ears, the veil from our brain, the veil from our body, the veil from our everything. Because if Allah veiled somebody, nobody can help. This is why you have to beg Allah, oh Allah, take the veil out. Let me hear you, Ya Allah. Let me obey you, Ya Allah. Let me talk to you, Ya Allah. Listen to me, Ya Allah. Accept my dua, Ya Allah. Accept my supplicate, Ya Allah. Purify me, Ya Allah. Elevate me. Decorate me with good manner, Ya Allah. Take the veil away between me and you, Ya Allah. And give me light from your light. Guidance from your guidance. Wisdom from your wisdom. Basira, vision from your vision. Ability to be a abd, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make Quran, Ya Allah, witness to me, not against me. Make Quran, Ya Allah. I gain from this Quran the blessing and rahmah and nur, not the curse by Quran. Oh Allah, make me live for you, by your Quran, and the teaching of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We said we follow Sunnah. What is the ultimate Sunnah in the months of Ramadan? To understand and comprehend the message of Allah, the message Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bring. Because how I can implement anything if I do not understand the message? Don't lose time. Today you can, tomorrow you cannot. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us purely for Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate us to be a abd to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatch from our heart the love of dunya and stinginess and all the bad quality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take from our heart the arrogant and fill our heart with humble and humility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate us with the manner He love and He prefer and He be pleased with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us living by Him and by the teaching of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a role model. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a believer with the right manner. The one can enable us to be chosen by Allah, to be inviter for Allah,
by Allah toward Allah and by the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good ending with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam haqqan wa sidqan wa yaqeenan wa da'watan wa tablighan. Oh Allah, accept. Oh Allah, accept. Oh Allah, accept. اللهم إنك سميع قريب مجيب تقبل منا يا رب العالمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.